I think it's important to stress that one has to see Asia within the global context first and foremost. Asia is not immune to what's happening in the rest of the world, and it's clearly not isolated. Indeed, as the financial crisis hit 5 years ago, it was interesting to note that some of the economies that were impacted hardest were Asian economies that had not engaged in financial shenanigans. Currently, we have a very divided world economy. We have a very disconnected world economy. We have a world economy facing significant policy dilemmas. But very importantly, it is a world economy that is growing. Indeed, this year I would expect the world economy to have its strongest pace of growth since 2010, and Asia will play an important role within that. In fact, if one was to step back and look at the world economy in the last few years, as well as this year, I would argue that there are three underlying significant issues taking place all at the same time. This naturally makes it very hard for forecasters to try and get it right. One of those shifts or big changes is the shift in the balance of power from the West to the East, from Europe and the States to Asia in particular. The other big change is the debt deleveraging that continues to weigh on Western economies. And the other key factor is a very positive one. It's the structural change that's taking place in the world economy. More people are getting their balance sheets into shape because of debt deleveraging, but often overlooked is the fact that many countries, as well as companies around the world, are taking advantage of what's happening to the world economy to position for future strong growth. And indeed, some of the stars are, in my view, in Asia, the likes of the Philippines, as well as indeed Vietnam, which are pushing through significant on-the-ground change. But when one looks at the Asian economy in the last few years, one could say that Asia clearly outperformed Western economies. But one of the issues of the last few years has been that the fact that Asia has continued to outperform when Western economies have not done so well calls into question the old idea that Asia was a high beta region. The idea used to be, and certainly was the case before the crisis, that when the West did well, Asia tended to do well and slightly outperformed. But when the West did badly, Asia underperformed. That asymmetry in some respects has changed to an asymmetric situation, in the sense that when the West does well, I think Asia will still do very well, given its strong export focus. But as we've seen in the last few years, when the West has done badly, Asia still did okay, largely helped by what is becoming increasingly an emerging middle class and a corporate sector across the region geared to not only selling to Western economies, but also aimed at selling to their growing domestic market. That being said, as we saw in the second half of last year, some of these small to medium-sized economies in Asia were still hit by the slowdown in export growth to the West. And therefore, it is still useful to differentiate between the bigger economies in Asia, the Chinese, Indian, Indonesian economies, and the smaller to medium-sized open economies, such as Singapore, Hong Kong, etc. In terms of looking at Asia this year, I think some of those characteristics of the last few years will still be evident. But overall, I would expect Asia to continue to outperform in coming years. That being said, at some stage, Asia will have a setback. A setback, though, doesn't mean that the longer-term positive story needs to be put on ice. Far from it. The business cycle exists in Asia as it does in the West. And one of the key challenges I think we need to address this morning is that Asian economies, and indeed economies in some other emerging regions, are now at the stage of the economic cycle where in the past they would have run into problems, whether trade problems or inflation problems. And some of the big economic issues this year in that context are not only whether inflation will start to pick up in Asia, but what's going to happen to some of those big economies. India is slowing and faces stagnation. China is slowing but appears more resilient. And yet at the same time, as I touched on earlier, some new stars have been seen. The Philippines, Indonesia and Malaysia, for instance, this year will be three economies in Asia that will likely grow at above their average rate of growth of the last 10 years, at a time when other economies in the region will probably be below that recent trend rate of growth. So that's the general context in looking at Asia for this year.